neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
So here Gemara Rachel learns that Yaakov Ibn Alav Shalom designated Tefillat Arvit. As there's a quote that the second name after Avot HaGidushim, Abraham, his second letter of his name is what? Bet. That's Boker. And then Yitzchak, the second letter is?
Tzadi.
Sahoraim. And then Yaakov, the second letter is? Ayin, that is Arvit. So we have Shacharit, Mincha, Arvit. The second letter after Avot HaGidushim is a reminder, in case you forgot, that Shacharit can get Avram Avinu. And Mincha can get Yitzchak Avinu Alav Shalom, and Arvit can get Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom. So the Gemara discusses if Arvit is Reshut or is Chuba. What does it mean? Is it an obligation or is optional? Chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom. I'm sorry? Good, but the discussion that is a reshut or chovah, is it mandatory, is optional? Before we get to halacha, that is mandatory. It's a chovah, arvit, you have to litpalel arvit. But the point matter here is, how come we don't discuss about shacharit, that is mandatory or optional, or about mincha, only arvit? Why? You understand? How come this discussion is only about arvit? Why? No, there's no tefillah that is mentioned in the Torah. No. Reishkem Avam Babole, Lasuach Basade, Titzchak, here, Yaakov Avinu, we have Vait Chanan, we have Vait Yitzchak, Sa'aka, we have many terms of Vayetal Yitzchak, Nenuchach Ishto, we have like the whole concept of tefillah, but it's never mentioned in the Torah that we have shacharit, mincha, arvit. Avot HaGidushim, you know, that there was one time, you know, you had to wait to get a phone line for 6 months or 1 year. Oh, and big telephone they would give you. One of these, but now everybody has 3-4 in his pocket. You go and get a number, matter of 5 minutes. And you can pick the number, 18, 26, 101. Holy names become kadosh. So now, what happened here? So Gemara, as we see, the quote here, it is vayifga b'makom. What is vayifga b'makom means? It ran into it, right? So now let's say that Yaakov Avinu Shalom will continue because he all of a sudden said, ay, 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 how come I did not do my prayer at the time, at the place that my father and grandfather, they did the tefillah. So he wanted to come back, right? So when he wanted to come back, Ibn Shalom said, no, wait, I'll bring the Beit HaMikdash to you. So now, what happened? Kibba Hashemesh, that means Hashem made it night early, right? You follow?
Yes.
So now, what happened? Because when he decided to go back, Hashem said, no, don't go through the trouble, I'll bring the Beit HaMikdash to you. And then he made it night, and then he prayed. So that's when the Arvit comes from. They said, Vayifga b'makom. So now even he would not run into his mind that he should go back and do his tefillah, where Abraham and Isaac, they did the tefillah, we would not have Arvit. So that's why Gemara discusses, is Arvit, it's a mandatory thing or it's optional? Why? Because it was not supposed to happen. Follow? You sure?
He wouldn't do it right there and there.
No, he was not planning to. He passed by Beit HaMikdash.
He passed, and then he realized why he didn't do right there, same place that it was.
He wanted to do at the place that Yitzchak. Yes, right. So now, why? Because you don't do your tefillah on the street, you come to Beit Knesset. right? So he wanted to go to the exactly, because he knew the place that, yes, Yitzchak and Avraham Avinu Alayhim Shalom, they pray, so obviously it's a very, very special, unique, holy place. What's the answer?
Was
not supposed to be? No, really, yeah, it was not supposed to be, that's true.
Because the original time was was not an actual time, it was supposed to be daytime, Hashem turned it into a nighttime.
Exactly, right. So we were not supposed to have prayer at night.
At night.
Yes?
Yes.
Is that true?
It is more important, I think, because you...
No, we're not supposed to have Arvid.
Because you're supposed to thank Hashem for whatever He did for you the whole day before you...
So you do that in the morning, and then you do it in the afternoon.
And then you do it at night.
So what is night is all about? What is night is all about? What night presents? What does it present? Night.
Darkness.
Darkness. What does darkness present?
Pause.
Stop. Blindness.
What's the sign of the darkness? Is it happy? Is it sad? Is it scary? Sad. Scary. Right? Is that true?
Yes.
So when people are scared, so what do? Usually?
Pray.
Yeah. So now, if you're not scared, do you pray?
No.
No? Right? So people only pray when they're scared. Right? People come to Beit Knesset, only they have?
Fear.
Problems. People call the rabbi, only they have?
Problems.
So if you don't have any problems, so you don't come to Beit Knesset.
Sometimes we run after problems.
So now here, the point is very, very powerful, and that is, Arvid was not supposed to be. So now, Yaakov Avinu Shalom, when he ran to the night, to the darkness, then he designated Tefillat Arvid. That's why he says, Vayifga. He ran into it. So now, Gemara learns, we have many terms, Artifgabi, and so on, in the Tanakh, that represents the term that is used for tefillah. But here, morning, you pray. Why do you pray in the morning? Why? Why?
Praise Hashem.
Are you scared in the morning?
No.
No? Are you worried?
No.
No? Yes. What? Morning is the daylight, the sun, you're happy, full of strength, you're singing, no?
New day. Yes.
Yeah. In the afternoon, you're hot, you know, there's no point that to be scared. At night, there is no reason to pray. Why? Why there's no reason to pray? Why?
At least you're scared, you just said you're scared.
No. That's the whole point, because Yehudi never gets scared.
So it's optional?
No, there's no such a thing. The whole philosophy behind it here is that Arvid is telling us, the whole discussion about is it mandatory, is optional, is teaching me you have no reason to be scared. That's why we don't have this discussion about morning and afternoon, Shacharit and Mincha. Why? Because you're not worried, so you pray to Hashem. You're not confused. You're not scared. Of course, you thank Hashem. At night, worry doesn't exist in your system. You don't have such a term in your dictionary. It's not a kosher dictionary. Yehudi never is scared. He's full of bitachon, full of emunah. You know, everything is going to be okay. That's why the darkness, a choshech, doesn't exist in the system of Yehudi. Because he's full of bitachon to Ribono Shel Olam. Yes, but the point of the matter here is we made it chobah, that means mandatory. Why? Because unfortunately we're not in that level that to not be scared. But our task here is to learn from this concept that Yehudi has no right to be scared. He has to be full of emunah, and he believes that Yeshua Hashem keher of ayin, like a blink of an eye. The Yeshua is going to come. Hashem is like, no. We get Ula Shadema, Bezad Hashem. Koila Nishomot, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koila Nishomo, Nishomo Sheli.
koilani shomote, halel koheleluko, koilani shomo nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.